good morning. I hope you've had the opportunity to review our press release and presentation from earlier this morning. We continue to make good progress on multiple fronts, including a meaningful reduction in our debt, stronger production, lower operating costs, and optimization of our portfolio. While we still face a challenging commodity price environment, I think it's important to note the significant progress that Chesapeake Energy has made despite commodity prices. In the past 3 years, we've reduced our total leverage by approximately 50%. We've reduced our cash costs by roughly 50% and significantly improved our capital efficiency. This year's capital program is roughly 10% of the capital spent in 2012, and importantly, our production today is approximately equivalent to our 2012 production. We have sharpened our operational capability, technology, geoscience, and engineering to drive further value for our shareholders for the long term. We have three major gas assets, each with a significant well inventory of new drilling opportunities that can produce in excess of 30 million cubic feet per day per well. I'd like to share a few examples of our continued progress. In the Haynesville, we have recognized transformational value improvements this quarter. We'll continue to lead the industry on long lateral technology with six 10,000-foot wells drilled to date. We have recently tested the largest completion in Chesapeake's history with over 30 million pounds of sand being pumped in the well. Results have been very impressive with a restricted initial rate of 38 million cubic feet per day and a flowing pressure of approximately 7,500 PSI. We call this new era in completion technology propageddon. We have not yet reached the point of diminishing returns in the Haynesville, and we plan additional tests up to 50 million pounds in the back half of the year. We look forward to sharing more results of the propageddon program in the future. In the Eagle Ford, similar to the Haynesville, we continue to optimize our drilling schedule with longer laterals. We moved from an average lateral length of 6,500 feet in 2015 to an average of 9,300 feet in the second quarter of 2016. We've slashed our cost to drill and complete an Eagle Ford well by more than 50% on a cost per foot basis. Total well costs for wells completed in the second quarter averaged just under $4 million, with drill times reduced to 9.7 days, even though we are drilling wells with longer laterals. The move to longer laterals in all of our fields allows us to accelerate value capture as each rig is developing up to twice the rock volume compared to last year. These are just a few examples of our recent cost and technology improvements, and we believe these improvements, directed at our high-quality assets, provide our shareholders with competitive investment opportunities for years to come. We have an excess of 9,000 well locations across the portfolio that can generate greater than a 20% rate of return at $3 gas and $60 oil. Since June of 2015, we have reduced our total debt by over $3 billion, with $1 billion of that reduction being since the beginning of 2016. In addition, we are confident in our ability to completely retire and or refinance our 2017 maturities. The complexity of our business has further improved in the second quarter with the repurchase of four volumetric production payment contracts, leaving the company with only two of the nine VPPs that we had 3 years ago. You've also seen that we've increased our production guidance for the full year. This is driven primarily by gas volume increases from the Haynesville and Marcellus assets. Our operating teams have done a fantastic job in generating more value out of our capital program, primarily due to operating efficiencies and lower service costs, resulting in the opportunity for higher activity in the second half of 2016. For the last 6 months of the year, we plan to take the following actions, all of which will be completed within our previously estimated CapEx guidance range. First, we plan to drill 100 more wells, which is roughly twice the number of wells originally planned in 2016. Primarily, this will occur as we keep three rigs running in the Eagle Ford when we had previously expected to release those rigs earlier this summer. Second, we are projecting to place on production approximately 75 more wells than we originally planned. Third, in July, we took down a small property acquisition in the Haynesville for $87 million. I'm very proud of our team's ability to more than overcome the 35,000 barrels of oil equivalent per day sold in 2016 dispositions within the same calendar year. However, more important is the great momentum this additional activity provides to our 2017 production and cash-generating capability. You will note that we've updated our oil production guidance as the majority of our announced divestiture transaction closed in the second quarter. Four-year guidance has been reduced by 1 million barrels in the Mid-Continent area as a result of the Granite Wash divestiture to Four Point and the Stack divestiture to Newfield. To a lesser extent, Mid-Continent oil production for the year was also impacted due to compliance with water restriction directives established by the state of Oklahoma. The increased drilling and completion activity in the latter half of 2016, made possible through our efficiency gains, will greatly benefit 2017 oil volumes, offsetting decline and resulting in 2017 oil volumes being relatively flat year over year. As a very preliminary look to full-year production guidance for 2017, our total production volumes are projected to be down by a mid-single digit compared to 2016 production levels. We continue to focus on improving our gathering and transportation costs across the portfolio. We are actively working with Williams and all of our midstream and downstream service providers on win-win solutions in the current pricing environment. We are encouraged by the progress we have made to date, and we believe we will be able to announce additional meaningful improvements in the near future. Following on to my initial comments, we have used this period of reduced activity to perform an in-depth study of the resource position and potential of each one of our operating areas. In short, the oil and gas resource potential of Chesapeake Energy is stunning. Our asset value and portfolio of investment opportunities are being redefined through better operating efficiencies and cost structure improvements, and also through the rapid evolution of the technologies we apply. The result of this work provides the foundation for competitive investment performance with significantly enhanced economics. We're working hard every day to apply these technologies to our extensive undeveloped acreage position and anticipate that these efforts will translate into incremental shareholder value. As an example, and as noted, if you can look at the investor relations slides posted to our website this morning, you can see the impact that operational efficiencies and technology application are having on the Haynesville asset. We look forward to sharing more about our value proposition and competitive portfolio in the near future. On the A&D front, we are increasing our target of gross proceeds from divestiture, either closed or undersigned PSA, to over $2 billion for 2016. One of the select areas that we believe will contribute to the new divestiture target is certain acreage within our large Haynesville footprint. It can provide some additional detail regarding our recent A&D efforts, including the highly accretive acquisition that we closed last week in the Haynesville. In closing, I'm pleased with the significant progress we continue to make in reducing our debt, eliminating complexity, lowering our costs, and high-grading our portfolio. We are beginning to see evidence that our differential leverage reduction and industry-leading operational capabilities are gaining traction with investors. However, we are just getting started. We believe the portfolio of high-quality economic opportunities within Chesapeake is unmatched in the unconventional oil and gas business. We are driven to succeed and will continue to work relentlessly to reduce our debt and improve our midstream contracts, and we will continue to share news about our progress on both fronts soon. The breadth and depth of our portfolio will continue to expand from a multiplier effect as we apply our leading-edge technologies to the development of our assets. This will result in unlocking more and more value. The momentum behind the transformation of Chesapeake is building, and with it, the realization of greater value throughout our portfolio.